Hey, this is Paul Dietrich with Reason TV. We're here at the Republican National Convention. It's 2016. We're trying to figure out what this is. We're trying to figure out where this convention stands in history and what's the future for the Republican Party. As of right now, it's pretty weird.
No, not because of the abundance of American flag clothing or Donald Trump memorabilia. Because no matter where you walk around the 2016 Republican National Convention, you can't shake the feeling that everyone is holding on to an era that once was.
Marriage can only be between a man and a woman.
Well, I believe abortion is wrong.
No, we do not want to be liberal. We are conservative people, and we stand for In God We Trust.
In fact, the grand old party's claim that it was the party of fiscal responsibility, limited government, and personal freedom was exposed as a lie a long time ago. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Trumpland.
He's interested in making America great again.
What does it mean?
It means that we need to be the greatest country in the world, and we are not the greatest country in the world.
I don't think you're a supporter of Donald Trump.
Come on now, get real. Who else would make America great but Donald Trump?
He's going to make our military stronger, and he's going to build a wall. And Mexico's going to pay for it.
No. Mexico's not going to pay for it.
You wait and see.
But despite the rhetoric, this theatrical ceremony of stars and stripes could turn out to be a wake for the party of Lincoln.
What are you doing here? How do you feel about the future of the GOP?
Well, I feel good about the future. We're going to have a new president that's going to tell it like it is and do what needs to be done.
Why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Hey, look, he says everything I want to say that I can't say, but he can.
Not every delegate at this year's convention is firmly in the Trump camp. On day one, the Never Trump movement tried one last procedural move to stop the latest mistake on the lake. But to no avail.
The ayes have it.
What about a third-party candidate? I think a lot of people might support Gary Johnson.
I think you're probably right. He's kind of like the grown-up in the room, right? I'm supporting Mr. Trump.
Because he's the child in the room?
I didn't say he was the child, but he's, you know, we've had such a contentious primary, and I think that's kind of what I mean by Johnson being kind of the adult in the room.
I voted for Gary Johnson in 2012. With Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, the question is, do you want to get a knockout blow to your head or do you want a knockout blow to your heart? And I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, you know, I mean, so, you know,
You're playing into the two-party paradigm.
No, but exactly. I mean, I'm playing into the two-party paradigm, but I recognize that both parties were basically going to have somebody that was extreme. If you're not sitting at the table, you're going to be served up for dinner.
Will Trump make America great again? Yeah, maybe he will.